Perfect Pumpkin Pie. View the print-ready version of this recipe. Pumpkin pie is a holiday classic, and when done right, it's as good as dessert gets, a smooth, warmly spiced pumpkin filling in a flaky, buttery crust. But for such a seemingly simple dessert, pumpkin pie can be tricky to perfect. Over the years, I've tested at least a dozen recipes, and I've run into every pitfall: fillings that won't set, unsightly cracks, and soggy crusts. Whoever coined the term easy as pie had clearly never baked a pumpkin pie. But after years of testing, I finally cracked the code. This pumpkin pie recipe is perfect in all the ways that matter: a perfectly crisp crust, a smooth and rich filling, and no unsightly cracks. Bonus, it's easy to make. What makes pumpkin pie so tricky? Part of the challenge lies in the many variables. The type of pan you use, ceramic, glass, or metal, makes a big difference in how the pie bakes. Then there's the pie crust. No two homemade crusts behave exactly the same. And finally, like cheesecake or flan, pumpkin pie is a custard, which means you need to pull it from the oven while it's still a little jiggly. Take it out too early and it won't set. Leave it in too long and it'll crack. Sometimes, even perfect timing can't prevent that dreaded crack. But don't let all that intimidate you. My method takes all these details into account, so you'll get a perfect pie every time. What you'll need to make homemade pumpkin pie: pie crust, the flaky, buttery base for the pumpkin filling. Use homemade pie crust or store-bought, whichever you prefer. If you're going with store-bought, opt for the frozen kind in an aluminum pie pan. It's easier to blind bake and less likely to shrink. Pumpkin, the star of the show, adding rich, earthy flavor and a smooth texture. For the best results, go with Libby's canned pumpkin puree. Egg and egg yolks, the whole egg binds the filling, while the yolks bring extra richness and a silky texture. Granulated sugar adds sweetness and helps balance the warm spices. Light brown sugar adds a deeper, molasses-like sweetness that complements the pumpkin. All-purpose flour slightly thickens and stabilizes the filling to prevent unsightly cracks. Salt enhances all the flavors and keeps the sweetness in check. Spices, this classic pumpkin pie spice blend gives the dessert its warm, signature flavor, with just a hint of heat from the black pepper. Evaporated milk makes the filling creamy and smooth, giving the pie a luscious, velvety texture. Step-by-step instructions. Step 1. Blind bake the pie crust. If using a store-bought crust, simply follow the blind baking instructions on the package. If using a homemade pie dough, roll it out with a rolling pin and fit it snugly into a 9-inch deep dish pie dish, then chill for at least 30 minutes. Meanwhile, preheat the oven to 375 degrees Fahrenheit, remove the pie crust from the refrigerator and place it on a baking sheet. Cover the crust with a piece of parchment paper and fill it about 3/4 full with dried beans or pie weights. Bake for 20 minutes. Take the crust out of the oven and remove the parchment paper and beans/pie weights. Bake for another 15 to 20 minutes, until the dough is dry and golden. Don't worry if the bottom puffs up. Just press it down gently with a flat spatula, taking care not to puncture it. Reduce the oven temperature to 325 degrees Fahrenheit. Step 3. Make the filling. While the crust finishes cooking, combine the pumpkin pie filling ingredients in a large bowl. Whisk until the mixture is smooth. Step 4. Bake the pumpkin pie. Pour the filling into the pre-baked crust. Bake the pie for 50 to 60 minutes, until the filling is just set. It should look dry around the edges, and the center should jiggle just slightly if you nudge the pan. The pie will look a little puffed when it comes out of the oven, but it will settle as it cools. Cool the pie on a wire rack to room temperature, a few hours. Slice or refrigerate until ready to serve. Enjoy! Make ahead, storage and freezing instructions. Pumpkin pie can be made one day ahead of time and refrigerated. Bring to room temperature before serving. The dough can also be made ahead, wrapped in plastic, and refrigerated for up to 2 days, or frozen for up to 1 month. If you freeze it, thaw it overnight in the refrigerator. The pie can be frozen after baking for up to 1 month. After it is completely cooled, double wrap it securely with aluminum foil or plastic freezer wrap, or place it in heavy-duty freezer bag. Thaw overnight in the refrigerator and bring to room temp before serving. Perfect pumpkin pie. Serves 8 to 10. Prep time, 30 minutes. Cook time, 1 hour 45 minutes. Total time, 2 hours 15 minutes, plus time to chill the dough and cool the pie. 1 homemade pie crust or 9-inch deep dish frozen pie crust shell. 1 can pure pumpkin. 1 large egg. 3 large eggs yolks. 1/2 cup granulated sugar. 1/2 cup light brown sugar, packed. 2 tablespoons all-purpose flour. 1/2 teaspoon salt. 1 teaspoon ground cinnamon. 1 teaspoon ground ginger. 1/2 teaspoon ground nutmeg. 1/8 teaspoon ground cloves. 1/8 teaspoon ground black pepper. 1 1/4 cups evaporated milk. Blind bake the crust. For homemade crust, roll out the dough and gently fit it into a deep dish pie pan, ensuring it's snug against the pan's edges and bottom. Chill in the refrigerator for at least 30 minutes. Meanwhile, preheat the oven to 375 degrees Fahrenheit and set an oven rack in the middle position. Remove the chilled pie crust from the refrigerator and place it on a baking sheet. Cover the crust with a piece of parchment paper and fill about 3/4 full with dried beans or pie weights. Bake for 20 minutes. Take the crust out of the oven. Remove the parchment paper and beans/pie weights and tent the edges with a few strips of foil folded in half lengthwise. Bake for another 15 to 20 minutes, until the dough is dry and lightly golden. Don't worry if the bottom puffs up. Just press it down gently with a flat spatula, such as a pancake turner, taking care not to puncture it. Remove the foil, but don't throw it away. You may need it again. For frozen crust, follow the instructions for blind baking on the package. After blind baking the crust, reduce the oven temperature to 325 degrees Fahrenheit. Make the filling. In a large bowl, combine the pumpkin, egg, egg yolks, granulated sugar, brown sugar, flour, salt, cinnamon, ginger, nutmeg, cloves, pepper, and evaporated milk. Whisk until smooth, then pour the filling into the pre-baked crust. Bake the pie for 50 to 60 minutes, until the filling is just set. It should look dry around the edges, but the center should jiggle just slightly if you nudge the pan. Keep a close eye on the pie as it bakes. If ever the crust looks like it's browning too quickly, tent the edges with foil strips. Let the pie cool on a rack to room temperature, a few hours. Slice or refrigerate until ready to serve. Make ahead, pumpkin pie can be made 1 day ahead of time and refrigerated. Bring to room temperature before serving. Freezer-friendly instructions, the dough can be made ahead, wrapped in plastic, and refrigerated for up to 2 days, or frozen for up to 1 month. If you freeze it, thaw it overnight in the refrigerator. The pie can be frozen after baking for up to 1 month. After it is completely cooled, double wrap it securely with aluminum foil or plastic freezer wrap, or place it in heavy-duty freezer bag. Thaw overnight in the refrigerator and bring to room temperature before serving. Nutrition information. Per serving. Calories, 335, fat, 15g, saturated fat, 8g, carbohydrates, 45g, sugar, 27g, fiber, 2g, protein, 6g, sodium, 287 mg, cholesterol, 103 mg. Nutritional data disclaimer. This article was originally published on onceuponachef.com. Follow on Instagram. Dear readers, we would love to hear from you. What topics would you like to read about? Please send your feedback and tips to features@epictimes.nyc.